You know, people see the repeat, but they don't really put two and two together a lot of times, even though they see it. I was just had a rider. She's got an online presence, but she said, I quit trying to be popular. She said, I'm just genuine. She said, if I wanted to get popular, she said, well, a lot of them, they make a fool out of themselves to get popular, you know. And so she said, I'd rather just be genuine, just have a small group of people, you know. You have to get a lot of people, think about it, you have to either be of the world or just be completely fake, and it's all, there's no perfect. Like she said, everybody's got a new car, a new apartment, they're traveling the world, and she said it's all fake. Why would they be on YouTube trying to make, a lot of these businesses, why are they starting a channel if their business is thriving that much? Why are they trying to monetize some kind of Facebook or something? I guess it's just extra income, I guess. Multiple streams of income. But anyway, the genuine part, of what she said is real. But she sees the pattern of all these channels, and she sees the pattern of all the fake, you know. She sees the pattern. And it's like, okay. I want to say, okay, so you see the pattern, and you see it in this area, and you see it in this area, and you see it in this area. Well, it's true in every area. You can go talk to people in one marriage, and there's 1,000 marriages with the same problem, maybe 10,000. Go talk to another marriage, they have this certain issue, and there's another 10,000. It's just a repeat. You can talk to one person, and they are dealing with such and such, and 1,000 others are dealing with the same thing. That's why the grass is not greener on the other side, because it's the same stuff. But anyway, so if you can see the repeat with the Ford cars, the Chevrolet cars, the Tesla cars, the Honda, all the different cars, people say, I love Hondas, or I love Ford, you can see the red versus blue repeat in everything, then why is it so hard to wake up that everything is just a repeat? And if everything is a repeat, I can go to any city, and I can look up CVS, and I know across the street there's going to be a Walgreens. 90% chance. The same stuff, just repeat. And so if it's true outside, then it has to be true inside. It has to be true every day. It has to be true every hour and every minute and every moment. Every moment is a repeat. Every moment is the same. And the reason people don't wake up to it is because there's too much noise going on to wake people up. But once you wake up to it, whatever problem you're having, either with your spouse or your kids or your job, know it's already happening. It's 10,000 places, same thing you're dealing with, somebody else dealing with. So all you gotta do is Google it, and you'll figure out what the problem is. You'll figure out you're either married to a narcissist or somebody who's demon-possessed, or you're just married to a worldling, or you'll see that it's their way of thinking is either childish or whatever. You'll see it. Whatever you're dealing with, just Google it. It's already happened. It's already happened. Somebody's already faced off with that issue, that problem, that trouble. And this is what so every moment is the same. And this is what I'm saying about everybody's moving back to source. This is kind of hard to see, but if you really think about what I'm telling you, people find the most efficient way to do something. And God, who is source, he pulls you back to himself, and he does, so he never changes. And so whatever personality or thought process you have, you're in the Turing machine of God. He's the potter, and you're the clay on the wheel of life. And that wheel just keeps turning, and no matter who you are, where you are, God is pulling mankind back to himself. So everything approaches source, which is Jesus. Jesus is source. So everything's pulled. Look at Rogan. Joe Rogan's being pulled back to Jesus. Alex Jones pulled to Jesus. All these actors that are starting to say it's all about Jesus. I don't care if they're rich, poor. Doesn't matter what race. It doesn't matter how much education. They're all being pulled towards Jesus, because source never changes. As the world turns, each person is being pulled back to source, because that's where they came from. Now, they can reject it if they want. But everybody's being pulled to source, and they don't even know it. The pieces are being put back into the hall, but a lot of times the pieces, we've all been that way. We don't know what's going on. We've listened to the noise so much, we don't realize we're a piece cut off from Jesus. Every person is per the Son. And so we're all pieces cut off from God, being cut back in through Christ. And so the pieces are being pulled back to source, whether they know it or not. And most people never, they go their whole life and don't even know that God being the same is a good thing. God is the same today, yesterday, forever. You're not. You're born in sin, so you're approaching the image of Christ. When you see him, you'll be like him. So my point is, you already know my point. I've already said it. You already know my point. My point is, if everything is the same, every day is the same, every moment's the same, every process is already being, it's happening in a marriage, everywhere, all the time. It's happening on the job. You're being pushed back to source code thinking. The most efficient, most healthy way, holy, healthy, separate, set apart. So it's not rule-based living. It's just the way to be healthy and to be in reality. To live in reality, there's one method, and you have to learn that method. And God puts you around the cycle enough that you say, okay, this is the way to do this. And every time it shows back up, I'll handle it. Whether it's paying your taxes, whether it's changing your tire. This is the way it works. This is the best way to handle this, whether it's a marriage problem, whatever it is. This is the best way. And it becomes the most efficient way, the best way, the healthy way. And so you'll find out that everything is moving you back to source. I could say it better, but I'm tired of talking, so I'm going to cut this off. Everything's being pulled. Everything's pulling you and me and whoever back to source. Do we accept it? Do we receive it? Do we step into it? Or do we reject it? That's the question, you know. It's so obvious that source never changes. So what changes? We do. We're being drawn back to source. Jesus is high and lifted up. He's drawing all men to himself. God is drawing all mankind to himself through Jesus. By Jesus. So every problem that you face, source is using that problem to make you be a problem solver and try to figure out why you thought this way, did this, or whatever, to change it for the next time. For real, this is what happens.